Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast on this beautiful Monday. I'm recording this on a Monday, but as always, my episodes come out 5 minutes after midnight every Thursday. I kind of like the consistency that I'm showing, I have to say, because I've been uploading at this rate for such a long time now that it has become second nature. And when I think back of my first season, so episodes 1 through 36, I kind of recorded them at a much higher frequency. Like, I used to record so often, and I sometimes release 2 episodes a week. I think it was the right decision to get momentum, but it was kind of tough and too much after a while. So I think having consistency in my uploading schedule is really nice. And I think consistency in a lot of things is really nice. And it's very beneficial. And yeah, as always, I don't really know what to talk about because I have talked about so many things. I've talked about dating, I've talked about trading, I've talked about my job, and there's not much happening in my life, if I'm being really honest. Mainly, I work, and then there's the weekend when I don't do a lot. I just relax and read, and sometimes when I feel like it, I draw a little bit, but I don't really, honestly, feel like drawing because I don't know how to describe my kind of creativity. It's a very analytical creativity. Because I oftentimes come up with a concept and an idea in my head and I want to execute it just the way that I imagine it. So drawing for me is not like doodling or something I do in my free time without a plan. It's actually, I sit down and I think about what I want to do and the components of it, and then I execute that. So drawing is really, it takes up a lot of brain power and energy for me. It's still fun, and I'm very proud of the outcome, but it's not super relaxing. And I think I'm missing this type of super relaxing outlet. I don't know what it could be. It's probably, I think I need to paint more. I think I really need to paint in an abstract way without thinking too much about it, just letting the colors flow out of me onto paper. And I like writing a lot, but like writing, not writing. That could be understood in many different ways. That was not my intention. By the way, if you hear something squeak, it's my chair. I don't know if you can hear that. If it's distracting, I hope it's not. But yeah, I do like writing for different reasons. And one realization I had recently when I read something, and it was actually a book by Tony Robbins, which I highly recommend. He's a great author. I read about reflecting about your goals. And then I realized that I'm not really doing that. I've been keeping a diary for 10 years, I think, but I never really systematically sat down and jotted down my thoughts in regards to my goals. It was always just really a reflection of what's going on inside of me and a coping mechanism with what's going on outside of me. But yeah, I think now is the time that I feel very stable in my life. I feel like my outer and my inner life are very stable and very much grounded and in a very happy place. That I feel like it's time to take up my journaling to a new level. And that level could be reflecting on my goals and really coming closer to them every single day. Because I oftentimes set myself very career-oriented goals, like finishing my studies and getting a certain job, and I got all that. But there are just certain things I really want to realize and to actualize in my life. I'll hopefully be able to do that if I start journaling more about my goals and about how to reach them and what's getting me closer to them and what isn't. Like, I was good at school and I was good at uni and I was good at following the rules to a certain degree and staying in that lane and doing what I was expected or what other people or the system expected me to do. I was really good at that, but the moment I get to make my own rules and the moment I kind of get to create my life on my terms, I just kind of feel overwhelmed and I don't know where to start. And it's a lot to handle, and I think a lot of people feel that way, where you have big dreams and big goals and you don't really know where to start. So I like the principle that I read in that Tony Robbins book. I'll make sure to figure out the English title. Just give me a sec. So the English title is Unlimited Power. It came out in 1986, which is crazy. So many years ago, and it's still extremely relevant, and you can still benefit from Tony's knowledge and his advice, which is just crazy. And I think that's kind of a dream come true for every author to write a book like that, which stays relevant over the course of decades. And I mean, he was really young when he wrote it, so crazy, crazy. But in this book, there's a process that guides you through figuring out your goals. And I actually did that process. It takes a while, to be honest, but it's worth it. And I'm gonna try and jump back to the pages where it's outlined how to figure out your goals. So the main thing he says is to formulate your goals in a positive way. So to jot down everything that you want. He asks you to write down everything that comes to your mind. So to set no limitations, but to be very open-minded. Write as if everything's possible. And write down what you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to have. And then, after you're done writing, you go through your list and you actually write down how long it will take you to reach your goal. So how long do you give yourself to reach your goal? Then you're supposed to think of moments when you were actually able to reach your goals and when you used your resources, everything that you have, the people you know, the skills you have, your character to your benefit. And then you're supposed to describe how you would have to be or who you would have to be in order to reach your goals and what's in your way. And then finally, you're supposed to pick out the four top goals and to create a plan on how to reach them. The main component is really writing down everything that's on your mind, everything that you want to reach, everything you can envision, every goal you have. Then to set a time frame in which you want to reach the actual destination, and then to pick out the top four goals and to make plans on how to reach them. I think those are the three steps that really helped me a lot. And I think if you do this process on a regular basis, it's not like you set a goal once and it's your goal forever. Because some goals you also reach, like I did, for example, when I decided to finish my studies. Now that that's off the table, I do have some energy and time on my hands to actually give to something else, which is wonderful. Yeah, but as I said, I think it's really important to realize that goal setting and reaching your goals is an ongoing process. So things are going to change, you are going to change, your goals are going to change over time. And so it's important to repeat this process regularly. Yeah, I like how this episode turned out to be really positive and really uplifting, I hope. And I just came up with a title, I think I'm going to call it Ready, Set, Goal. Because, yeah, I think it's really about, like, ready, set, go is this typical thing you hear where you're supposed to go for what you want. It's when you're waiting to start and then someone says, start now. And you have to be that person. You have to say to yourself, ready, set, go, and then you have to go. And I also think it all starts with setting goals. So yeah, I think that's an appropriate title. I also like wordplay a lot, if you haven't noticed. So I think it's a really nice title. Yeah, I don't know what I talked about in this episode exactly, other than goal setting. I think we've had a lot of tangents, but I enjoy these kinds of episodes a lot. And I really hope you did too. If you did, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would be amazing. Thank you so much in advance. I really hope this episode helped and inspired you. And I will be back next week with super fresh content, as always. Stay tuned. Bye.